Good morning. Today we got some clouds. We got a chance for a few lake effect snow flurries earlier on, then a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon, high of 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, cold, low of 26. And for your Thanksgiving Thursday, mostly sunny and a high of 42. Right now it's 33.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Let's see. What should we start? I don't want to start with, we'll start with some sad news and we'll build up from there. David Cassidy, the 70s teen idol who battled substance abuse and has struggled to regain his stardom as an adult, died Tuesday in a Florida hospital. He was 67 years old. Another casualty to 2017. Cassidy's death was confirmed in a statement from his family. It said, quote, "On behalf of the entire Cassidy family, it is with great sadness that we announce the passing of our father, our uncle, and our dear brother, David Cassidy. David died surrounded by those he loved, with joy in his heart and free from the pain that had gripped him for so long. Thank you for the abundance and support you have shown him these many years." His death comes after he was hospitalized several days ago for organ failure and less than a year after he announced he was suffering from dementia. Yeah, unfortunately, he had a really, really hard time with substance abuse and he struggled with that for a long time. And he mentioned in interviews that it actually went way back. He came from a line of alcoholics on his father's side. So glad he's not in pain anymore. It just sucks to see another one go. All right, let's talk about something a little bit happier, huh? What's the most important ingredient for a happy Thanksgiving dinner? Well, that's getting it on afterwards. Yeah, that's right. I don't know who feels sexy after Thanksgiving, but apparently a lot of people. A new survey found that the seven holidays where people were most likely to conceive a baby, and Thanksgiving, believe it or not, is number one. So if you got a birthday in August or early September, your parents might have just contributed to the statistics. Here are the seven holidays where getting it on and getting your procreation on is most prevalent. Number one, Thanksgiving at 17.7%. Valentine's Day is number two at 17.3%. Then Christmas, then 4th of July, Halloween, Memorial Day, and then New Year's Eve. Who gets it on after Thanksgiving dinner? That is literally the last thing I want to do after I pound down like 20 pounds of food. Maybe people are trying to burn off calories. I don't know. Does turkey make women frisky? Who knows? Might be something to this. But kids, if you got a birthday in August or early September, it's a good chance your parents had some turkey and gravy and then your dad gave your mom some turkey and gravy. Hey-o! What's the most important ingredient other than sex for the holiday season? Well, that's to booze. According to a report on Google, wine and beer are the most important part of the meal. Google analyzed data on the most searched food and drink destinations on the day before Thanksgiving, and 32 out of 50 states had wine and liquor stores were the most searched destinations. Grocery store came in second, but only as the top search in 11 states. So cheers, and happy Turkey Day. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?